You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Matt Markgraf, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte, and we have Ron Sidnor on the phone here to tell us about a reenactment this Saturday.
Good morning.
How are you doing? All right, good morning to you.
Hey, Ron, thank you for joining us again. You manage this wonderful site, and all of us traveling back and forth can see the 351-foot obelisk. A memorial to Jefferson Davis State Historic Site, where Jefferson Davis was born. This weekend has a very unusual occurrence here by an appearance by the United States Colored Troops Living History Crew. Tell me about them.
The African Americans in Kentucky, when they decided to join the Army, well, in Kentucky, Camp Nelson, Kentucky, was the recruiting site for African Americans in Kentucky. And they were recruited in, there in Kentucky against the wishes of the governor, but Abraham Lincoln pushed it on them, but they had to leave the state to be trained. And so all of the African Americans here in Kentucky that joined the Union Army all joined pretty much through Camp Nelson. There were some that joined in Bowling Green, Kentucky, but the majority of them joined it in Camp Nelson. So you have the U.S. 12th Colored Troop Heavy Artillery that came out of that, and that's the group that will be here on the 20th, Saturday the 20th, doing a living history program. And so they will be firing their cannons, and they'll have a campsite set up where they will do a living history in the campsite to talk about what life was like being an African-American in the Union Army, and they'll talk about their equipment and all of that. It's going to be a very interesting day, and we're looking, hopefully, to have a great turnout for it.
Originally, I had read that there would be some music as well. Is that still in the plan?
Well, we had a lady that was here in August. We asked her if she would come back for the September 20th, and we have not heard back from her. I've left a couple emails for her, but we have not heard back from her. So I don't think that at this point, I don't think that we're going to have her here for that music piece.
Well, that's a shame, but it'll be a big day of from 9 to 2, I understand. Describe the park setting itself. Where will people see these reenactors?
They will be out on our front lawn. So when you come in the main entrance of the park, the front lawn will be on both sides of the road. So as you approach the monument or the obelisk, if you will, on your right will be their campsite, and on the left is where they'll have their cannons set up to do the firing.
Ron, do you know where they saw action?
Say that again?
During the Civil War, where did the U.S. Colored Heavy Artillery see action?
They saw action in what we call the Western campaign. So the action they saw would have been was down in Tennessee and parts of Kentucky and parts of Missouri.
I see that they had earlier this year an enactment at Fort Pillow. Were they involved in that massacre?
You talking about the Saltville massacre?
The Fort Pillow, yes.
Yeah, Fort Pillow. No, they were not involved in that massacre. No.
Well, it's so interesting to realize that all of this activity was swirling around Camp Nelson. I understand that many of the black soldiers brought their families there, and that they were also joined with several regiments of white troops from Kentucky and Tennessee and from the Midwest and New England.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When they went there to sign up and everything, they took their families with them, and their families were provided lodging and stuff like that while they were there, and then when they deployed out, they did deploy out with white units from the surrounding area.
I also learned in looking at the 12th United States Colored Heavy Artillery's history that the founder of Berea College was involved with Camp Nelson, and in fact, another college grew out of the constituency there, Ariel College. I had never heard of that one.
Now, which college was the second one?
Ariel, near the community of Halls.
I have not heard of that one either myself, so that's a new one for me, too. A new Berea College was involved because Berea College, of course, you know, was the first college that that allowed blacks to go to school. So so a lot of soldiers came out of there and even went there after the war was over. So, so Berea has a pretty good history involving them. But I hadn't heard of the other college myself.
So, Ron, at the Jefferson Davis State Historic Site, what other exhibits are there to see now?
Well, we do have a museum that chronicles Davis's life. And then we have some other artifacts and stuff in the museum that was donated to us, uniforms and rifles and sabers and shells and all of that type of stuff that's in there. So we have a desk that was given to Davis that we do have in there now. We have a life-size statue of Davis in there. And we do have a 10 or 15-minute movie that talks about the history of building of the monument and what all it took to build the monument. And it talks a little bit about the Orphan Brigade, because the Orphan Brigade was a Kentucky brigade that joined the Confederacy against the wishes of their community, and so they weren't allowed to come back home. Thus, they were called orphans.
You know, it's astonishing the amount of history we can learn just in our own region by going to state parks, and certainly yours is one of the premier in the region. Let's wind up with you giving us directions to get to the Jeff Davis State Historic Site, please.
Okay. Well, if you're coming from Mary, you come up 6880 up through Hopkinsville and stay on 6880 east. And you will pass right by. 5 miles out, you'll see the 351-foot obelisk sticking up in the sky. You cannot miss it. Now, if you choose to, when you get up around the Cadiz area and you choose to get on I-24 east, well, you would take that down to exit 89, which would be Highway 115, and you would turn right off the exit onto Highway 115, and 14 miles later, dead ends at my site.
Excellent. Fairview, Kentucky. Ron Sidner, Park Manager, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kate. You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.